And happy National Tell Your Crush Day. Celebrate responsibly. The Marshalltown Bobcat football team is again providing their rent-a-player fundraiser this spring. Travis England, president of the Bobcat Football Support Club, says people can rent two players to assist with spring yard work, and all the money raised will go back to the Bobcat Football Support Club.
So from Saturday, May 9th, there's two shifts, 8 to noon, and then 1 to 5. And then we also have May 13th is an after kind of schoolish 4 to 6. And then the next Saturday, May 16th, is another two shift day where it's 8 to noon and then 1 to 5.
England says people can rent two players for 2 hours for $100 or four players for 2 hours for $200. He says people can sign up for some help by calling him at 641-754-3124 or by sending him an email at tengland77@gmail.com. Both his number and email are at 1230kfjb.com.
The money that we raise, it goes towards basically meals before and after the games. So a lot of times these kids, they got a long bus ride. They're going out to Mason City or something like that, and they get out of school early. They really don't have, you know, they don't eat till maybe after the game or something like that. So we raise money. We coordinate the meals for pregame and postgame.
He says during home weeks, they'll also have a team dinner on Thursday nights.
Any extra that we do raise, we do some other little fundraisers. We go to help offset any new equipment. One year we helped buy the drone that they use for practices. This year we're hoping to help get them a blocking sled.
The players enjoy this fundraiser each year, and some players even get some summer jobs as people have hired the players to come back and assist beyond the fundraiser. The countdown continues as we're now 98 days away from the 11 best days of the summer. Fair Spirit and the Iowa State Fair kicks off on August 13th. Chief Marketing Officer Mindy Williamson shares some tips for fairgoers this year. She first talks about anyone who's attending the fair for the first time this summer.
The best thing to do is to go to one of our information booths. There are 9 of them. On the grounds are a little blue hut that say information. Go there and tell them you're a first-time fairgoer, and they will give you a first-time fairgoer button, but more importantly, a first-time fairgoer brochure. And it's sort of the list that you can tick off of the iconic Iowa State Fair things.
Williamson reminds fairgoers that there were some changes with their parking lots. They've added another entrance.
We have added another entrance on University. It's a little bit further east than our main entrance.
She says the Iowa State Fair has a total of 3 parking lots, and all of them just cost $10 to park in.
Sometimes guests will see parking lot full and not know that we have 2 additional parking lots to the east. So I say keep going on University, be patient, and there'll be a new entrance.
There is also going to be a free shuttle again this year coming from the Southridge Mall. People can learn more about the State Fair and find a map at iowastatefair.org. O.J. Fargo, a Civil War historian, is coming to the Marshalltown Library next Tuesday as part of the second Tuesday events for the Marshall County Historical Society.
The name of his program is After the Battle, Mother, and he will be a first person, a Union Civil War soldier, talking about his life and experiences in combat as a Civil War soldier. He will have Civil War memorabilia on display, and he will be in uniform.
That's volunteer with the Historical Society, Mike Donahue. He says there will be a database with all Marshall County Civil War soldiers that served.
Several of our rural roads, Hart, Ingram, and Jessup Avenues, are named after Civil War veterans. In addition, the Iowa Veterans Home was established in 1888 as a place for initially Civil War veterans to have a place to stay.
There's a lot of history and connection to the Civil War in Marshall County. Hear all about it next Tuesday, starting at 5 p.m. at the Marshalltown Library. The Iowa National Guard says another welcome home is planned for soldiers that are returning from the Middle East. More information on that ceremony after this.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your bigger retirement picture, so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Bruce Wirin, your Marshalltown Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the City Center at 16 East Main Street. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings, brought to you by Story Medical for all your health services. They're closer than you think. Highway 30 in Nevada.
Coming up, round two, we're going to try to visit with Sydney Gruwell, our Marshall County Public Health Director. She'll join us here. It's tick season. Yeah, be careful. Let's go and see what the latest is with Zach Tomish.
Kyle, I'd argue every day is tick season day in Iowa. The Iowa National Guard says another welcome home is planned for soldiers returning from the Middle East. A spokesperson for the Iowa Guard says 140 soldiers are back from deployment in the support of Operation Inherent Resolve. The soldiers assigned to the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 34th Infantry Division, have been returning in large and small groups. This group will be welcomed home in a ceremony planned in Des Moines next week. Some 1,800 soldiers deployed on the mission, and the Iowa National Guard says there's approximately 200 still in the Middle East. After heavy rain, scattered snow, and widely varied temperatures during the past month, Iowa farmers are making up for lost time by getting a significant amount of planting done this week. Angie Rink-Hines, a field agronomist with the Iowa State University Extension in north central Iowa, says many producers in her region have struggled with weather conditions that were far from ideal.
A lot of people really just got started about last Friday or so, just because it had been so wet. You know, mostly north of 3, there's probably a good percentage of stuff planted. You come a little further south, it's a little bit less.
Rink-Hines is expecting more excellent numbers in the remainder of this week as long as the weather holds.
If we have a really good day in the state of Iowa, we can plant about 950,000 acres a day. So that's pretty substantial. And given how low that planting progress report was, I think we're somewhere around maybe 40% of the corn planted, right? We can knock off some significant chunks of acres in a very short time.
The USDA crop report that came out earlier this week showed soybean planting at 27% compared to just 11% last week, while corn plantings jumped from 22% up to 42%. The annual Pella Tulip Festival will start today, and you'll need to spend a little time looking for those headliner flowers. The warm weather has had the tulips bloom earlier than expected this year. While the festival is called Tulip Time, it's really more about celebrating the culture of the town, as Pella was founded by Dutch immigrants back in 1847. The festival runs today through Saturday, and a full list of events is online at pellahistorical.org.